You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is a fantastic bit of feedback from Goya. A Low Hill is the name of this track. We'll be chatting with Jono from the band shortly about their gig this weekend in Tamaki Makaurau. If you'd like to get in touch, you can text us on 5395. You're tuned into 95 BFM. That is Goya with A Low Hill. We have got on the line Jono from the band. Kia ora, Jono, how are you?
Going, Rachel. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for chatting with me.
Oh, it's lovely to chat with you. Last time we spoke about being earnest was actually quite a while ago now, and the old COVID got in the way of celebrating that show here in Tamaki Makaurau. But you're bringing it back to us this weekend, and I'm really glad we're getting a chance to see this because it is a pretty epic EP. How does it feel, I guess, to be circling back and celebrating it now?
Yeah, oh no, really good. It's like the 1 year tour, you know,
massive
break in the middle of it. I think we always, we really wanted to play Auckland. Like, that was the plan the whole time. And despite, you know, how long it would take, we're just going to do it anyway. So here we are, about 1 year later, doing it.
It's a funny thing to return to when you've sort of released an EP and you're kind of on the road getting it out there. I think there's a particular energy that you get to it. It must be quite nice to have a chance in some ways to, you know, get a bit of space and time with your recorded tracks and think about them in a new sense. Has it been interesting to be, I guess, rehearsing for this gig and kind of getting back into that space again?
Yeah, totally. Actually, yeah, it's. Well, we're pretty now well familiar with the new ones, but it's actually the old songs that are kind of what we've been doing recently as well. Like, because we should probably do something a bit more special for this Auckland gig, so we thought we'd like rehash some of the old stuff and just mix it up a little bit, and like more in the style of like what we'd like to do now. So yeah, that's been really interesting. So hopefully all goes well on Saturday.
Oh, it'll be awesome. That's a really cool thing to, I guess, use the new album to reflect on old tracks. How does it feel looking back on some of those earlier songs that you guys have written and played before, and now sort of, I guess, refracting it through the work you've done on Being Earnest?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, well, the first EP that we did was quite poppy and like, you know, wasn't as overly fuzzy and just gross, I should say, as the second EP, where we did that second EP very quickly in an afternoon, pretty lo-fi style, which I still really like. But then this third one was the Being Earnest EP that we're going to be playing was quite polished and done in a collaboration with Ollie Devlin from Hans Pucker. So it's probably more of our like, cleanest, poppiest stuff we've done. And we're going to be doing that in the style of the old songs, basically.
Awesome. That's exciting. I think last time we spoke to you, you were literally on the Inter-Islander ferry.
That's true.
Heading south. How did the tour go? I mean, it was a funny time to be trying to, you know, get out there and tour. It still is a funny time, but did you manage to sort of enjoy those shows, have a good time playing your tunes?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think Dunedin especially, regardless, Dunedin's always fun to go to.
Yeah.
And we played the Crown there, and yeah, it was like, seated and whatnot, but still like we were able to play like loud and do our thing. And then we went to Littleton and played Windabar, and that was different because that was just like there's actually like tables and chairs there, and everyone was just sitting in this dark room as we were playing really loud on stage. But no, regardless, we still had a great time. So, but it was an interesting time. Yeah, that was during like the whole level two across the country.
Yeah,
it's interesting regardless.
It's been an interesting thing for sure to go and see, particularly loud and guitar-y bands in a seated context. I've actually kind of loved it. It gives you a new way of listening to music that otherwise you might be sort of like, you know, classically in the sweaty pit trying to, you know, get a chance to see what that bass is actually doing and like, you know, how that guitar riff actually looks, you know, when you're sitting sort of in a seat. It's quite a different atmosphere. You've got some good bands playing with you this weekend. Who's going to be supporting you guys?
We have Toons, the local Auckland band, and then we're bringing up EUG from Wellington, and I believe it's their first time playing in Auckland. EUG, they're actually, I'm not sure if they have much online, but they are kind of like a split band from Goya, like a sister band that involves Lucas and Fraser from Goy, but also Laura Robinson and Geordie on vocals.
They're
cool. A really good time. They're very exciting band to see live. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, we love to hear some new music recommended, you know, at the same time as seeing good stuff that we like. What else has Goy been getting up to? Because a year has passed. Have you been doing a bit of writing or thinking about the next project, or have you just been enjoying celebrating Being Earnest?
We have been enjoying celebrating Being Earnest mostly and working on other projects. The new one will probably come together when Lucas sits down and writes more songs, force himself to write five songs, and that'll be the next EP.
Excellent.
But yeah, that's mostly what's going on at the moment. We're just again, playing the old stuff, playing new stuff, and then just jamming a lot as well.
Brilliant. Oh, well, it's going to be a cool show this weekend at the Mighty Wine Cellar. Tickets are on Under the Radar if people want to grab an early bird. It's happening this Saturday, 23rd. Obviously, if you're heading along, bring your mask and don't come if you're feeling sick. But if you are feeling well, have a fantastic time. And I hope you guys have a fantastic time as well, Jono, celebrating being earnest finally with us here in Tamaki Makaurau. We're going to listen to Core Flute now. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Thanks for chatting.
Down at me from a billboard, but was it below me? I don't recall. Last time I saw you was 12 days ago. You were looking down at me and smiling from a billboard. What do you do for a job now? I don't remember. No one does. Last time I saw you was 12 days ago, and I thought I should get some more core flute.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.